something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Communion of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews chapter 5. Look at verse 5. By faith. You see, you walk with God by faith. By faith, Enoch was translated. That's the meaning of he was not. Now, when you read that Genesis chapter 5 and keep reading before and after, you'll find everyone errs, he would say, and he died. After telling us how many years he lived, he'll say, and he died, and he died. When he got to Enoch, he says, he was not. What's the meaning, he was not? The full rendering is, he was not found. They couldn't find him. Why? Because of this. Go back there. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Somebody say hallelujah. He was translated. He was transferred from this world. Oh, glory to God. You want to know the kind of man that Enoch was? You read the book of Jude. Enoch was a prophet. Now you want to quickly look at that. Just write, Jude is a short book. All right? You read it for yourself. Read the whole thing. Hello, everybody. Are you still here? Come on. So God said, walk before me. He said to Abraham, he said, walk before me and be thou perfect. So go back to Genesis chapter 17. Let's see the result of this. Genesis chapter 17, back to verse 1. And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am El Shaddai, the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Hey, that's fellowship. That's what he's calling the man into. He calls him into fellowship. He says, walk in my face. Walk with me. Are you getting it now? And so what will be the result? And I will make my covenant. That's partnership. You walk before me and I'll become your partner. And you become my partner. Are you still there, somebody? And I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply. Oh, distribution. Are you still there? That means when I get you blessed, everybody else gets blessed. That's distribution. Come into fellowship with him and become his partner. And you know what? You will be changing the world. Shout hallelujah! You can't come into fellowship with the Holy Spirit without something happening. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you do. There will be a distribution eventually. When you understand fellowship with the Holy Spirit, he will solve all your problems. He will answer every question. Shout hallelujah! There is no difficulty to the Holy Spirit. What you need is to understand your walk with God. It doesn't matter what assignment has been given to you. It doesn't matter what the limitations have been. All you need is fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Recognize him. Jesus said, follow me. Follow me and I will make you. I will make you. He said, follow me and I will make you. Don't try to be. He says, follow me. That's fellowship. And I will make you fishers of men. There's no difficulty. Man hasn't made a law yet that God doesn't know what to do with it. No law, no regulation can place a limit on you. He says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Doesn't matter which nation. Doesn't matter which government or administration is in office. Greater, greater, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Everywhere you are, you have set up kingdoms, headquarters of operation. You start winning from there. You start changing lives from there. Say, I'm effective.
I'm effective.
The question is, what are you ready to let God do with your life? He is ready. But what are you ready to let him do with your life? Every one of us is a champion. We were born so. You are either a sleeping champion or a reigning champion. At every level, at every stage of your life, you can be a success. You say, Father, this stage that I'm in my life, I refuse to be a failure. I am a success. Every stage. And when you have won at this stage, you will move to the next stage and be a champion. To the next stage and be a champion. Shout hallelujah! God is asking me to tell you, I want to do a new thing with your life. He's asking me to tell you, don't stop where others have stopped. I can do something more. I can do something more. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all that be in it. It all belongs to him. It all belongs to him. Ancient of Days. Whole world belongs to him. Everything. He said, ask of me. Hi. And you know what? Not many have ever asked. Koramaseti ki barabadi. I want to explain something to you. You must recognize you are not from this world. Though you live here, you are from above. Live by the principles of heaven. We have a new nation. Christ has brought us into a new nation. And it goes beyond borders. Are you following this? And each one of us is a champion. But that means If 10 of us champions should come together, imagine what we can do. Say, I'm not of this world. Jesus chose me out of the world. I don't belong here. I live a higher life. A higher life. A higher life. Where somebody shout glory. Oh, hallelujah. Lift your hands toward heaven and bless his holy name.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.